I'm sitting with Yannick Asagba, who is a candidate for elder put forward by the nominating committee. Hey, Yannick.
Hello.
Let's start with you telling us briefly a little bit about yourself.
Okay. So, as I said, my name is Yannick, and I live in Somerville with my wife, Anna. We moved there during the pandemic. Mm. And I've been in Boston for about 15 years and coming to Park Street the whole time. Mm-hmm. I originally was born in Benin, but I grew up in Kenya. Although in between there and here, I lived in Canada for a few years. Mm. So, yeah.
Great. How did you come to faith in Jesus?
So I would say I was effectively sort of raised in a Christian environment, including a Christian school, and went to Catholic church actually growing up originally. So I think very early on, a belief in God formed, and that's where sort of early sort of Christian education came from. But I think for me, a particular turning point that stands out was in the year following my father's passing away. Was a difficult one. Sure, and it was definitely one where I was wrestling with the question of, does God love us? I don't think I doubted whether God existed, but sort of, does God love us? What's the nature of his relationship with us? And that was very much the question on my mind. And thankfully, I do remember a very distinct experience. It was in seventh grade during morning assembly in school where I was of sort of asking that question and effectively the Holy Spirit answering, yes, I love you. Mm-hmm. And feeling a great deal of peace with that answer. Mm-hmm. Not an explanation of why or the reasons for my father's passing away, but an answer to that question. And I think for me, that is sort of a moment of, I choose to put my faith in Jesus Christ because he is faithful and reliable. So that stands out to me in my memory as sort of a personal move towards Christ.
Mm-hmm. Great. Over the course of the years that you've been a disciple of Jesus, has there been one or two passages of scripture, or even one more recently, that's been particularly meaningful where God has been speaking to you?
Yeah. From? I think they tend to change based on sort of what I'm reading or studying at the moment. Mm-hmm. I think one that's recent, but is also one I love is Jesus' prayer for his disciples in John chapter 17. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot in that, but both just the privilege of seeing Jesus pray dearly for his disciples as he is departing, and sort of what's promised within that prayer to them. And I like how it ends with, he has revealed the Father to us, so we know the Father through him. So there's quite a bit I love in that passage of scripture that I enjoy.
What is it that you love about Park Street? You said you've been here for 15 years. So what are some of the things about this church that you particularly enjoy and appreciate?
Yeah, I think probably divided in sort of two buckets. And I'd now come to describe it as the sort of the combination of an inward focus and an outward focus. Like if I first came to Park Street and stayed because I thought the preaching was good and biblically centered, and the worship was biblically centered, and that was sort of the core part that I really enjoyed and loved. And I sort of think of as the inward focus that sort of, you know, teaches and equips me as a Christian and as a follower of Christ. And then the outward focus. So a care and concern for those beyond our walls. And I think that's, you know, one, it's exemplified maybe in some ways by missions and the church's focus on missions, but I've also grown to see it in a number of different ministries. Mm-hmm. So that dual sort of inward and outward is, I think, important to me and something I really appreciate about the church.
Mm-hmm. Where have you been involved over the years in your time here?
Yes. Okay. A few places. I think first sort of real sort of deep ministry experience was at Park Street International Fellowship, PSIF, where I was the food coordinator for several years. Mm-hmm. I enjoy cooking, but through that got to learn to cook for a large number of people, which was a fun experience. And, you know, also have sort of participated in cooking for focus dinners, but also in small group leadership in that context. Other ways have been small group leadership in the Lenten Discipleship Institute, which I've really enjoyed since it was started. What else? Just sort of general small group leadership in my like regular small group. I've served on the nominating committee for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I ushered the 4 p.m. service fairly frequently, so folks might see me there. And most recently, I've been serving on the racial justice and racial reconciliation team.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. When you think about Park Street and our future, where God is taking us, what are some of the burdens that you have for this church? How would you articulate this?
Yeah, I was thinking about this question. I think first I would articulate is the burden for me is primarily one of service towards God. Mm-hmm. So sort of being attentive and being willing to say yes when I sense God is sort of nudging or asking is the primary thing. And sort of being open-handed with where that takes me. So the other things I maybe try to frame not so much as burdens I have to carry, but things that I may be able to speak into or sort of opportunities to serve or use a gift. And a few came to mind as I was thinking about this. One is, and in particular thinking of this role, one is effectiveness, for lack of a better term, and maybe on sort of three fronts, sort of governance. Are we using our time well? Are we spending our time on the right set of things for our church? The other is sort of execution. Are we following through on the things that we choose to do? Are we adjusting and revising? And understanding what's working and what's not working. And third is maybe communication. How do we communicate well? How do we bring everyone along so maybe things feel less surprising to the degree that that can happen?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, just executing well is something that I may be sort of drawn towards. Another is the 4 p.m. Service community. It's been my sort of home for the past 15 years. I've generally always gone to the evening services.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty dear to my heart, and just being a bridge between sort of leadership and sort of that community, to the degree I can, I think is something I care about.
Mm-hmm.
And another area sort of goes back to that sort of inward outward focus that I mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've heard this also referred to as like sort of the Sunday to Monday transition.
Mm-hmm.
So being somebody who doesn't work in full-time ministry, how to sort of create space where we're sort of inspired and equipped to serve God in our sort of everyday situations.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that this is a big reason why I joined the Racial Justice and Racial Reconciliation team. Mm-hmm. So I'll use that as an example. I think it would be great to sort of be in a church community that can sort of be a place of growth for how we think about and how we do racial justice and racial reconciliation, a place that can sort of spark Christian imagination and enable us to make maybe the best use of opportunities we may have outside of the church, sort of think about and process things together here and then sort of take that outside and sort of have a perspective and ideas and really a heart of love for people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, be able to sort of use that wherever we find ourselves. I think that's important, whether it's in the workplace or just other kinds of conversations. You know, how does our witness sort of grow in such a way that our, you know, our witness of mercy and justice and reconciliation and love is really compelling and sort of advances the kingdom just a little bit, you know, in our midst. That's something that I think I'm drawn to and that, tugs on even just my experiences.
Mm-hmm.
as a Christian and just out in the world and workplace.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks for your time, Yannick.
Thank you, Mark. This was great. Mm-hmm.